Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mean Joe and LC. Look at that, Donnie. On a hill in Latrobe.
St. Vincent has to send somebody down here and buy that baby up.
You're right about that. You are right about that. Coming up. The news of the day, right? The two pieces of news. We'll have two people to talk about it. Ray Fittipaldo on the TJ Watt situation, in case you missed it. Tom Pelissero said no, not any type. This is according to Pelissero, not any type of major long-term injury, but there apparently was a tiny hole in the lung, and Pelissero said it was fixed. Watt, obviously, very, very questionable for Monday night, but again, he did report amid the tiny hole getting fixed that there's not any type of major or long-term injury. That's according to him. Meanwhile, Tristan Jarry traded to the Edmonton Oilers for their goalie, one of them anyway, Stuart Skinner, a second-round pick and a very obscure defenseman that I've never heard of before. But
yeah.
But I like the deal because you're getting rid of the salary. Mm-hmm. You're clearing the – to me, more than anything else – you're clearing the path to what I think is going to be a superstar goalie. Yep. I've been critical of Kyle Dubas. Suddenly, I love everything he does. It's been the fastest about-face in Pittsburgh sports that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would have a hard time to say anything but positive things about this deal because the biggest part of it is that you get a pretty bad contract off the books. You know, even if Jarry has been playing decent hockey – it's no secret that they have been. That's been one of the contracts they're trying to rid themselves of.
Yeah,
and it appears they've done it.
Exactly.
And Joe, how about this? Nick and I just locked in to do karaoke on Wednesday at our celebrity karaoke event at Mike's
Beer
Bar.
Are you singing there, Donnie?
Oh yeah, we always do Wang Chung.
Okay.
We do Wang Chung every year.
I'm gonna sing Mulsey the Snowman.
Could solo. I join you?
Absolutely. You were one of the original singers for the song.
I think we did that last year, right?
We should have a reunion.
Mulsey the Snowman?
Yeah, we should have a reunion of everybody that cut the record in the studio.
You guys need Bob.
Bob has a solo.
Yeah, Bob will be there, I hope.
Well, Limits,
I can't guarantee
anything. Are you aware that Nick used to do a little singing back in high school?
What?
Yes.
Nick was in a barbershop quartet.
Yeah. There was a video that I saw on social media at some point over the summer, I think.
Stevie Nicks?
Of Nick doing a little solo at a North Allegheny
you gotta find
chorus
that.
Concert.
You got to find a recording that we can play on the air. That would be amazing. All right, so Ray Fittipaldo on Watt and the Steelers, and then Sean Gentile on the Jarry trade. Come out and say hello at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's a Donnie Football Friday.
You too.
Ah, yes. The sounds that bring in Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Donnie and I here on a Donnie Football Friday, along with City Limits. We are at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry having the time of our lives. You should join us. Tons of people walking in. Bring non-perishable donations. We're supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank here for the holiday season. You can drop by to donate. A man in a Penguins sweatshirt just walked in with a hat that says Stick City. Look at this, Limits. This is incorrigible.
Not to be confused with the Penn State linebacker, Stick City.
No, please. Donate online, pittsburghfoodbank.org/need. Text need to 50155. I've picked out Donnie's wedding present, and I have it hidden behind the general's dad over there. Donnie, you're going to love this, and I also have a book for you.
Oh.
It's a Sports Illustrated book. Open to any random page right now. Just a random page, and we'll see what's there. Oh, my God.
John Henry Johnson
with a panoramic view of one of his runs. Look at that man. Phenomenal.
Oh, man.
Little Alan Faneca, little Dermoni Dawson.
The bus.
In a snow game against the Bengals. Rocky Blyer in a snow game. Donnie, let's not have an indoor stadium. I mean, look at these photos. What are we doing here? Is Cleveland getting an indoor stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going through.
For what?
To have the Final Four if this and was have concerts inside during
the winter.
I don't
care about any of that. Neither should they. If this was a Browns book, we'd be opening to things like Jim Brown in the mud and snow.
Yeah, and the drive and the fumble and all the other infamous events.
Yeah, what are we doing, Donnie? Why are they doing indoor stadiums? I know why for what he just said.
Yeah.
It's a crying shame. You just opened to the Vikings. I knew that we had all jumped the shark when the Minnesota Vikings went indoors. That's where Bud Grant used to stand on the sidelines when it was minus 30 in a T-shirt practically.
Do you remember when they were making the new stadium? They were already out of the Metrodome, and they were playing, at Minnesota's College Stadium.
Yeah.
They had that playoff game against Seattle, and I think it was 0 degrees.
Yeah.
And here came old man Bud Grant.
Yes,
In a T-shirt.
Yes.
To the coin toss.
God bless him. That's what football's supposed to be. Surely you agree, Donnie, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
even Buffalo's new stadium is going to be it's going to be still outdoor, but it's going to be encased. I guess I'll accept that, but not really. Can you imagine a dome stadium here?
I get
because, it's sacrilege.
Yeah, we've already discussed why places do it because you can do.
We already have a hockey arena,
multi-purpose activities.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Right, but places want a larger venue to host massive events.
They're selfish now, and they ruin football.
Now things like the Final Four, some huge concert. I don't know, maybe like a WrestleMania. I know you guys aren't wrestling guys, but they're going to look at places potentially indoors that can fit 70,000 people, not, a hockey arena that fits 20.
Imagine this book with no outdoor shots. It's all in an indoor. Go ahead, open it again. There you go. There's the Tulane Stadium in an outdoor game. There's Chuck Knoll being carried off the field after an outdoor football game, and that's part of the ambiance. It's part of the culture. It's part of the history. It's part of this city. What are we doing?
You lose the Dolphins Mud Bowl game, the 3-0 game.
You lose everything. You play on a carpet when it's 72 degrees. Imagine this book wouldn't be worth a damn. How are you, Ray?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Ray, how'd you feel about that rant?
Yeah, I mean, Bud Grant was definitely tempting fate, much in the same way George Allen tempted fate when he got an ice bath after a big win. And then, unfortunately for George, he wasn't with us too much longer after that.
Wow. Suddenly it's a somber note that Ray's presented here.
Doesn't have to All be, right. Joe.
No, I know. You can read Ray's stuff at postgazette.com. So the latest on TJ Watt, I'm not sure if the Post Gazette's reported anything updating his situation. The last I heard or we heard was from Tom Pelissero, Ray, that it's not any type of, according to him, not any type of major or long-term type of injury. There was a tiny hole in the lung, according to Pelissero, that was, quote, fixed. But obviously very, very doubtful for Monday. Has the Post-Gazette reported anything new? And your thoughts on this whole episode?
No, but what Pelissero reported kind of jives with just me being around the team yesterday it was a normal practice. It was a normal locker room. Guys joking around. It definitely, you know, there was a lot of, I think, angst that it was a kind of a really bad situation. But I kind of knew just being around the team yesterday that it was not. And, you know, I talked to Alex Highsmith after practice. He told me that, you know, TJ was getting better. You know, had some other off-the-record conversations. And, you know, I was told the same thing. And I'll tell you one thing about, you know, I think Schefter said he was doubtful. Pelissero said he was doubtful. Until the Steelers roll him out, guys, I am not going to roll out TJ Watt. I just know how he's wired. If there's a way he can play on Monday night, he's going to play. So I'm just throwing that out there. He may not be able to, but if I can guarantee you if there's a way for him to play, TJ is going to want to be out there.
Ray, does this to you sound like it was a botched treatment session, or was this just something that randomly happened?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have that information, Donnie, but Pelissero and Schefter's reports were vastly different. You know, Schefter kind of intimated that there was, you know, a punctured lung involved.
Mm-hmm. He did say there was a tiny hole in the lung, right?
Yeah, but the way Pelissero, I mean, again, we're like reading and listening to these reports, and unfortunately we're forced to read between the lines, but it almost seemed like the one report, it was like there was like a, you know, a shot involved, and the other report was, you know, he was just in the weight room and, you know, this happened and they sent him to the doctor. So I don't have like exactly what happened. I'm sure we'll find out once TJ gets out of the hospital, and we'll have a much, much better idea of exactly what did take place. But yeah, to me, just those two reports were not alike. And I'm just kind of wondering who's right now.
Me too, man. But that's where we'll leave that for now. And then we move on to other injuries involving the Steelers going into a gigantic game. Where do we sit with a bunch of these guys? Derek Harmon and company, Ray, what's the injury situation overall?
Well, Harmon did not practice yesterday, but that wouldn't be unusual with a guy coming back from an injury. Yesterday was like a Wednesday, so he'll still have today and Saturday to try to convince the coaches that he can play. So we'll see what direction that goes. Obviously, you guys know the numbers by now. You know, the run defense with him and without him, he's a very important part of that defense when it comes to that, and that's going to be huge against the Dolphins. So, you know, Harmon is he's a very important part of that defense in spite of him just being a rookie. Now, also looking at the injury report yesterday, I thought it was positive that Darnell Washington and Malik Harrison were both out there practicing and, you know, trying to get through the protocol in time for Monday's game. Now, Andres Pete did not practice, so, you know, they might be down to Dylan Cook making his first NFL start. But I think overall, you know, DK told us he was fine. He didn't get into his stomach issue. He told us he was fine. So, you know, kind of looked really bad after the game on Sunday night. You know, after that, you know, that brutal game with all those concussions. But it seems like a lot of those guys have a chance to come back to play. That's great news for a Steelers defense that's obviously banged up right now, and especially so with TJ Watt, you know, being questionable or doubtful at this point.
Ray, the run defense stat with Derek Harmon is remarkable to me. I mean, I think that is just an illustration right there for people who want to know, hey, how good has this guy been as a rookie? I mean, that's staggering. Almost 100 yards difference.
Yeah, and we had a chance to talk to Derek yesterday, and I was actually going to write about him, Donnie, but then this TJ Watt thing happened. I had to put it on the back burner. But, you know, he kind of talked to us about how it's been a trying season for him. I don't know if you guys know this, but he did not ever miss a game in college. He had perfect I think he played 24 consecutive games at Michigan State, and then he played in all 14 games in his one season at Oregon. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, never had any issues with injuries, and here I am as a rookie going through this twice, you know, with the knee. And I think we should also point out it's the same knee, but he claims it's a different injury. Now, I don't know how many different knee sprains there are, but, you know, or exactly what's going on there. But that's a little bit concerning for me, you know, going into the offseason that your first round pick has had two knee injuries that have forced him to miss some time. So there might be a cleanup surgery in his future. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. But when he's been healthy, he's been.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Really, really good.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, brought to us by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. And it's a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Fan text line, I might add, with our dear friend City Limits, who's standing less than a foot away from me, as a matter of fact, is brought to us by the Edgar Snyder & Associates personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray, on the morning show today, they were talking about Rogue Rodgers, how they like that, because Aaron Rodgers, last week he went rogue with the medical staff, saying, no, I'm going to wear this on my wrist, something that's less restrictive. And then he said yesterday on the first play of the game that wasn't exactly the play call. He just decided to take a shot down the field, and really, that kind of set the tone for the whole game, in my opinion. How much of Rogue Rodgers do we already see? How much would you like to see? And do you agree with Doug Whaley, who's on our show, on the morning show every week, who says they gotta keep this up with the aggressive pass game?
Well, I think they do, Joe, but it also depends on what kind of coverages you're getting. You know, you don't want to
forget the coverage, Ray. Throw the ball to DK. I say, yeah. Just forget the coverage. Force it to him the way Ben did to Antonio. Feed this guy. Throw it long. Yeah. Be aggressive.
AB was special. I don't know that DK has the same skills as AB does as far as going up and getting the ball. But, I mean, I get where you're coming from. You know, I think Arthur and Mike have talked about this in the last couple of days. You know, they got off the bus wanting to be aggressive. So Aaron said what he said, but you also heard what Arthur said yesterday. They didn't even try to run the football against the Ravens because they had this mindset that they were going to attack them through the air. So, you know, really encouraging to see what Aaron and DK did in that game. You know, both season highs for both Aaron with 284 and DK with 148. They were really good together. You look at the other stats, though, guys, not a lot of secondary receiving stats. You know, Calvin Austin, one catch. Thielen, one catch. You know, Darnell goes out. I think Pat Freiermuth had one or two catches. They got to become a more balanced offense. It can't just be the DK Metcalf show in these types of games. They need a secondary option to come up and get you five, six, seven catches on the days when DK Metcalf isn't hot. So it was great to see what Metcalf did, but as you know, the story of the entire season has been the lack of a secondary receiving weapon or target, and we're still at that same spot here in mid-December.
Ray, one of the guys people may have been hoping for to be that player, or the Steelers certainly were hoping to be that player, was Roman Wilson. He was the healthy scratch on Sunday. And Do you think he will even be active in any of these games, barring injury, down the stretch here?
I don't think so, Donnie. You know, we heard Aaron talk yesterday about how pleased he was with Thielen and MVS and what they did in that football game against the Ravens. And it wasn't about production or catches or targets or anything like that. It was just about lining up right, you know, having the right spacing and running your routes exactly the way that Aaron wanted them to be run. And I think that's, you know, that's kind of an undertold story about kind of what unlocked DK in that game and why they were able to have so much success in the passing game. So, yeah, I would expect if those guys are healthy, MVS and Thielen will be in there. I wouldn't be surprised if they played more. You know, Thielen played 25 snaps against the Ravens. I could see that going up. MVS, 16. Austin, 16. I think you'll probably see Austin go down and MVS go up. So they probably feel like they found something, and we'll see how it goes against the Dolphins. But, yeah, why would you change now? Why would you put Roman Wilson back in there when he doesn't have the trust of Aaron Rodgers?
Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
You may.
Ray, over under, Herbig, 1.5 sacks.
I'll go under.
Tua, 1.5 interceptions. He's got 14 of them.
Yeah, he's got a lot. You know, I'll go over because the Steelers have been really good at taking the ball away.
Achan, 89.5 yards rushing.
Over.
Really? That's interesting to me. Achan, over under 110.5 yards rushing.
Well, that's a pretty good number. I'll say over. I think he's going to have a good game.
Our friend Nick Farabaugh thinks the Steelers will have the division wrapped up before that final game. Agree or disagree?
It's a distinct possibility. The Ravens have a tough schedule. Assuming the Steelers can find a way to beat the Dolphins at home and the Browns on the road, which, you know, I think we all think they should do. It very
Ray,
well.
Ray, you're breaking the rules of the game.
Sorry, John.
Agree or disagree? Ray? Is Ray gone?
Agree.
Okay, agree. Who wins Bengals-Ravens this weekend?
Ravens.
And a final score and an MVP for Steelers-Dolphins.
I'll go 21-17 Steelers, and I'll go with Adam Thielen catching his first touchdown.
That is incredible, Ray. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ray.
Take care, buddy.
T for touchdown for Thielen in the game, huh?
Donnie, is the Thielen pronunciation. Should we call Ray on that?
I know.
Or no?
We have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Sean and I noticed that one last week. And I mean, we
is
all
he
have
right
such,
and we're wrong? Or?
We all have such a respect for Ray. We don't want to.
Maybe he's right. Did he hear it was Thielen and not Thielen?
just like Teal College.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What, a guy that's played like 14 years saying his like final five games, hey, guys, it's actually Teal and not Thielen.
I don't know. Tony Dorsett said later on it's Dorsett and not Dorsett.
But
right?
When he was out the door?
Connor Sherry was here for years, and then all of a sudden it was Connor Sherry, and then he tells everybody it's Connor Sherry. Maybe it's Adam Thielen.
I mean, I'm looking at Pro Football Reference. They always have pronunciations of names. It says Thielen.
Okay.
Thielen.
I mean, that's what I thought. I'm trying to let Ray off the hook here. How do you gently tell somebody? It's like somebody has a crumb in their beard or something. Do we tell Ray during the segment that's happening? Or how do we do it? How do we go about informing him? And who wants to do it of us three?
I'll bite the bullet.
You will?
I'll do it.
Just say, hey, it's Thielen, not Thielen.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll send Ray a text.
That's
and see
a
what
star
he says
player.
Back.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Now, you were a little bit taken aback by his score prediction. You made a face.
I think the Steelers are going to win this one handily. I'm more along Nick's. Well, Nick, did Nick give us a score? He said this could be a boat race if they contain Achan. And I think they're going to. And I think Tua's going to throw him the ball. He stinks. 14 interceptions.
Are you aware of what his record is when it is 40 degrees or colder?
0-5?
Yes.
I mean, this just adds up to me to be a smashing win only to have a letdown very soon thereafter, which is the Steeler way these days. It's a Monday night. It's going to feel when they smash the Dolphins like all is well. And then on a short week, they probably lose the next game.
Well, here is something, too, that I think is fair to consider. If the weekend goes their way, if the Ravens lose to the Bengals, they are now 6-8. If the Steelers win on Monday night, they're 8-6. They are setting themselves up for, at worst, a winner takes the AFC North in Week 18.
Right.
Even if they would lose the games against the Lions and the Browns. Now, I mean, I wouldn't really call a loss against the Lions a downfall.
Not at all.
Like an immediately, because that's a good football team. And
absolutely.
You're going on the road, and they're also
the Browns game stands out, though.
That will be one, especially given who their starting quarterback is set
maybe
to
DTR
be.
Comes back and haunts the Steelers again. Maybe Jameis Winston beats him in Cleveland again, and maybe Shedeur Sanders does.
But they could have this weekend really benefit them, and they could have Sunday really benefit them from just sitting on the couch and know that Monday night, if they win, it would really take a collapse of the ages for them. What happened? We get a response?
Well, wait a second.
Yeah, we got a response from Ray.
What did he say?
Well, I said that we are very concerned about his pronunciation, and he said we thought that it was Thielen, and Ray says, who knows, he just got here.
He's been in the league for 20
years. Ray!
Well, you let him. I paused
before I said that. I don't know if I should expose Ray like that.
Chris Berman always, like the little nickname he gives him, he always says Adam hooked on a Thielen.
Yeah, exactly. I like the way that you couched it at the beginning. It was like a compliment sandwich.
That might be Ray calling on the phone back to us.
Is that the bat line back there? What was I just going to say, Donnie? What were you just saying about – what were you just talking about?
That it would take a collapse if they had everything go their way this weekend.
Okay, if the Ravens lose and they win.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They'd be two games ahead with, you know, with that final game looming, and they have the current head-to-head tiebreaker.
Yeah. Right. The one that concerns me is the common opponent's tiebreaker right now. But you're right. If things go their way on both counts this weekend, it would take a collapse.
That would also, too, I think the other thing to throw in there, that final game, if things do go their way here in Week 15, that final game that looms, that also requires the Ravens to beat both the Patriots and the Packers.
Right. They're in a world of trouble right now in Baltimore. All right, we're at the Baseball Card Castle, and you should come in and say hello to us. We're supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank this holiday season. You can bring non-perishable donations. Drop by to donate. Another man is walking in even as I speak. Donate online. PittsburghFoodBank.org/need. Text need to 50155. Big news today. Tristan Jarry traded to the Edmonton Oilers. Let's bring on our friend Sean Gentile to talk about that next. Who better? He's all over the NHL for the Athletic. We'll talk to Sean next on a Donnie Football Friday on Pomp and Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, big hockey news today. It was right at the top of the show that we started talking about this, Donnie, because we were in the middle of Steeler stuff when Limits rang the old breaking news bell, and that is Kyle Dubas has traded Tristan Jarry to the Edmonton Oilers. In return, the Penguins get goalie Stuart Skinner, defenseman Brett Kulak, and a second-round pick in 2029. My God, Limits will be 30 by then. What else? Did the Penguins get, or did the Oilers get some? Oh, Sammy Poulin, right?
Yeah, Sammy Poulin and Jarry go back to Edmonton.
There we go. So here to talk about that, help us interpret all this, give it meaning, is the one and only Sean Gentile of The Athletic. He's been covering football since back in the days where Malzi had hair. Sean, how are you?
Where's Cabale this time? Are we gonna surprise him with my appearance like I did a couple weeks ago?
I heard about this.
That was a great roundtable. Yeah,
there's actually been two funny Gentile Cabale interactions as guests.
Really?
We had one in the afternoon. I don't know if you remember this one, Sean. You were on the video feed. It was a solo Malzi show, and this is something that it might even be a tip to any producer listening, or you know, even Austin here. Sean and Malzi are talking back and forth. Cabale hooks up to the video. It takes Sean out of the picture. And all we see is Cabale's gigantic mug on the screen.
Honestly, I think we had the same exact thing happen before with Cabale.
His face takes up two screens. That's why. How are you, Sean?
I like breathe like Darth Vader.
You really got to work hard to swap out my head for someone with a bigger head, but you managed it with Cabale. He's got me beat.
Even Malzi couldn't do that. What do you make of the trade?
It's a great trade for Pittsburgh. That's a it's a total no brainer. I think in a vacuum, I would maybe rather have Deuce Skinner than Tristan Jarry. Honestly, they're really, really similar. I think you could pretty credibly just call Jarry like the Eastern Conference version of Stu Skinner. So I'm not 100% sold on them downgrading there just in a strict hockey sense. Second round picks, great. Brett Kulak is a defenseman who I can imagine them flipping at some point too for at least something else. You get out from under the rest of Jarry's contract. Yeah, it's a pretty easy slam dunk for Dubas there.
And Sean, I feel like this trade means even more for the young goaltenders here. Like, it doesn't really mean that much about Stuart mm-hmm. Skinner, who has an expiring deal. It means more about the guys that were behind Jarry.
Absolutely. This is about Masharov, and it's about Silov, and it's about, you know, getting those guys a larger portion of the net. Absolutely. So, and it, you know, and it's a we all know how volatile that position is. I don't think anybody knows which of the four goalies that we're talking about is going to be better for the rest of the season, right? Like Skinner, bad as he's been in the playoffs, you know, and as bad as he was at points earlier in the year, he's put up a .937 save percentage in his last five starts. So he's playing pretty well, and he at least gives you an option, you know, if they stay in the race and if they want to keep doing, you know, some kind of timeshare with the other two younger guys. I think he's a completely viable guy to mix in. And then you factor in, you know, Donnie, like you said, that there's no you have no financial commitment to him beyond this season. Like, it's a total no-brainer.
Wait a second here. Doesn't this just clear the track for Mirishov, whose name, by the way, I've heard pronounced at least 17 different ways. Doesn't this just clear the track for him to play most of the games? That's what I'm thinking, Sean, or at least what I thought.
It does, but like, if I say he's been incredible. Like, he's leading the AHL in save percentage, and they love him, and we all know that. But if something happens, and, you know, maybe he can't handle, let's say, 42 starts down the stretch or whatever, I think Skinner's totally viable as like a backup goalie on a half decent team. Like, if they need Stu Skinner, he's not that bad of an option, you know, to play games down the stretch if they're still, you know, in the playoff picture.
Okay, so how do they play it right away? Does Mirishov come up, and then what happens to Arthur's shootout?
I think you bring up Mirishov immediately. I do agree with you. The issue with Silov is that he's not waiver eligible. Like, or he would have to pass through waivers to go down to Wilkes-Barre. So I'm sure there's some concern about losing him in that process, because he has, like, bad as he's been in the shootout. I think we can all say pretty fairly that he's shown enough glimpses over the course of the last couple months. It is going to be interesting, man. And who knows? I mean, who knows? Maybe they just try to waive Skinner. Maybe they have no interest in him. That's possible too, because it's just the nature of the position, man. Like, unless you're one of the four or five best goalies in the league, like, you're dealing with a pretty high level of volatility and a pretty high level of, you know, attrition there. So yeah, I think they've got a lot of different options, and I think you could probably pretty viably make a case for any of them.
Sean, Brett Kulak is the other player they are getting back in this deal, the defenseman who has been in the league for a dozen years. And I also notice he has never not played for a Canadian team, Calgary, mm-hmm. Montreal, Edmonton. What are the Penguins getting here in the 32-year-old?
He's just like a half decent third pair guy. He's, you know, played on good teams. He's played consistently really over the last bunch of years with all those Canadian teams. You know, he's a guy who, you know, if they wanted to, I'm sure they could flip him for, you know, a third or a fourth at the deadline if they needed to, but he's also got some value. I you could do a lot worse having Brett Kulak kicking around on a third pair or as your seventh defenseman. Like, he's a useful NHL player. Edmonton's defensive group honestly isn't that bad. They have enough guys there where, you know, they could afford to move someone like a Brett Kulak. So yeah, I'm not surprised to see him come back. I think he's, you know, completely passable. And if they wanted to trade him, honestly, they probably could, because he fits the profile of guys that GMs like bringing in come deadline time, if that's where they're at by February.
Sean, 30 seconds left. Is Jari the answer for the Oilers? Are we going to see him parading around with the cup this year?
I honestly don't. I like him and Skinner are the same guy. Like, so that's part of the reason they're like, it's so much for the Penguins is like, it's six in one, half dozen in the other, and then you get a second round pick and another potentially tradable asset on top of it. I mean, he's had good stretches in his career, but he's also a guy who's come up small in the Stanley Cup final in two consecutive years. Skinner is, and so yeah, I don't know. I don't feel any better about the Edmonton Oilers with Tristan Jarry and net than I did Stu Skinner. I'll say that much.
Sean, thanks for coming on at the last minute, man. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely, boys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Gentile, what a man he is. For one night and one night only, Wednesday, December 17th, our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK, 100.7 The Star, WAMO 107.3 and Y108. We'll all be at Mike's Beer Bar, turning it into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore. On-air hosts, local celebrities, take the mic for celebrity karaoke. No admission costs, but bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. Details at 93.7thefan.com. 50-minute mark on The Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And yes, it's cold. Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Passing flurries today with a high of 32. That's Franco, of course. We just had another $1,000 donation right here at the Baseball Card Castle. Tell us who this man is. He's a friend of the general. Richard, correct? Is that right, Limits?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, Richard. You're a very generous man. Love that. Thank you. A big golfer, yes. Let's do that.
You're Grove getting City invites Country. Left and right,
I got
Joe.
Two invites even as we speak. Thank you, sir. I will be. We're supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. This holiday season, bring non-perishable donations out here at the Card Castle. Man, the minute you walk in, you walk right back into your childhood. So much cool stuff here. Donate online at pittsburghfoodbank.org/need. Text need to 50155. Donnie, it's time for a two-minute drill. It's a two-minute numbers game, my friend, and I sure hope you're ready. Things are moving fast at the Baseball Card Castle. Sean Myers, we need some music. It's time for the numbers game, the intergalactically acclaimed numbers game. Donnie, you have a number for me?
I'll hit you with one, Joe.
I bet you will.
Because I don't have many numbers, so I'm glad we're only doing a two-minute warning for this. But my number for this is zero, and it's something I brought up to you earlier in the show. That is the amount of wins that Tua Tagovailoa has when it is colder than 40 degrees. That's remarkable to me.
It really is.
Because, first off, 40, I wouldn't say is cold. I would call that chilly.
Yeah.
More than anything. It was 42 degrees at kickoff last week at MetLife Stadium, and they bulldozed the hapless Jets.
I think it's significant.
It's going to be in the teens on Monday night.
I got one, and it's another zero. Matt Moore's sensibilities are what were left of them after Bud Dupree broke him in half in a playoff game. One of the great hits in Steeler history. Right?
I was at that game, Joe. I feel like Ron saying that, but
wow.
That's one of the loudest hits I've ever heard. I put that and the Ryan Clark hit on Willis McGahee.
Oh, yes.
Like one and two.
You got a number for me?
Three.
Yeah.
The total points scored in the infamous Mud Bowl Monday night football game in 2007, Joe. A 3-0 win for the Steelers because of a field goal from Jeff Reed with about 15 seconds to go in the game.
I got a number for you, Donnie. 64. If the Steelers don't get more than 7 points in the first quarter, they will have gone 64 games without doing so. That will set the franchise record for that particular category from the 1940s. And I guess they excluded the Steagles and Card Pit from that, or Pit Card, whatever it was called. Donnie, what is going on here? 64 games without more than 7 points in the first quarter? Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm just happy when they score like an opening drive touchdown.
Or a field goal.
If they get through the first quarter with 7 points, it feels like a win to me.
If either one of you, by the way, can mention who holds that record, most games in a row in NFL history without scoring more than 7 points in the first quarter. If you, either one of you can name that, I'm taking you both out to a steak dinner at a place of your choice. Donnie,
would you like to go first?
You don't even have to give
me the era,
just the team. Don't look at my computer screen. I'm cheating.
I didn't see it.
Yes, you did.
I honestly did not.
I'll go with the Vikings.
No.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
The Brooklyn Dodgers from 1930 to 37 with Roy Campanella playing quarterback.
You're not counting runs, right, Joe?
Donnie, no.
They probably have a playing card from somebody on that team in this building.
He was their legendary catcher. My dad used to go watch Campanella, Jackie Robinson, Pee Wee Reese, all those guys. Donnie, you're up. You got a number for me?
4.
Yeah?
1 reception for 4 yards last week. Adam hooked on a Thielen.
Or on a Thielen. According to Ray.
And he could be their key player Monday night. Ray calling for a touchdown in the game.
I have an unbelievable number for you. In fact, it's a 2-pack, Donnie, and it starts with a 2. 2 grandfathers who have ever played quarterback in the NFL. Phil Rivers will be one, it looks like, maybe this weekend. Who's the other?
I know who it is. It's Brett Favre.
You're exactly right, but this number's even better. And Limits, I think you'll enjoy this one. 59. That is Phil Rivers' speed rating on Madden. They just put it out. He is 83 for power throws, I guess, 86 for accuracy, and a 59 for speed.
That's great.
That actually seems a little bit high.
That's what a couple people said.
The other thing is, the other reason why I give him some sort of prayer to play okay, he was never great on his feet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not as if he was some sort of dual threat guy.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
like
just
how
stand
how
back
Ben
there.
Could move around. Rivers was never a guy.
I'm rooting for him. I love this story. If he plays this weekend, I'm watching that game with
absolutely
no doubt.
And, I mean, the rough thing for them and for him, they play some of the best defenses in football down the stretch here. They have Seattle on Sunday. They have San Francisco after that. They have Houston after that.
It could get real ugly.
If 44-year-old Philip Rivers and 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers ran a 40-yard dash, it would be faster.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Rodgers. He did score a touchdown last week.
Do you think either me or Limits could beat them in a 40?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I think Limits could beat both. Is Limits faster than you?
I don't know. That's something that I've wanted to do that with Limits at high
school.
At a high school football
game. What a video that would be.
At some point.
100-yard dash on a football field in full football equipment? That would be incredible.
I always had a pretty good 10 and 20-yard split. We'll have to see about the 100.
Joe, could you imagine putting a helmet and pads on me and
I'd
what I would
it.
Look like?
You'd look like Boswell.
I'd look like Easton Stick.
You couldn't.
Would be a stick figure.
Joe, here was something that, of course, people got up in arms about the other day that Pony threw out there on Twitter because we were talking about it during a break. If, I know it's a huge if and it's not going to happen, if Philip Rivers at 44 years old, who took 5 years off from football, actually led and played a big part in the Colts winning the Super Bowl, does he pass up Big Ben all time?
Oh, man, is that a great question.
I say yes.
For that feat in particular, you might be right.
He would be down 2-1 in Super Bowls, I get that. But it's not as if he's some slouch of a player. I mean, the guy is going to be in the Hall of Fame as is at some point. And he would be doing something truly unprecedented.
We have to go. I think I would agree with you. I got one more number for you. 142. That's Jordan Brooks, Miami, leads the NFL in tackles. And one more, 2.5, number of sacks Myles Garrett needs to tie the NFL record in sacks held by Strahan and Watt, correct?
I think he's going to shatter it.
Man. All right, who won, Sean? What was your favorite number?
I like the grandfather one, so I'm going with that one.
Thank you.
That was
very
yours,
kindly.
Joe.
Coming up, Nick Kostos. I don't even remember if I won my latest bet with him. We'll ask him who won the bet. Do you remember, Limits?
No, I honestly don't.
Was it the
Buffalo
game? We've
been making such frequent bets.
Yeah, I don't know. He could actually just lie to us and win the bet. I don't know. But he's got the lowdown on all things NFL in terms of the betting. Let's go to him next. We're live at the Baseball Card Castle. Come on in. Stop by. Help the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Get yourself a Starkey trading card.
These things are incredible, Donnie.
You've signed a few of those.
I have.
My favorite is on the back. Considers Malzy a role model. Yeah. Is one of the fun facts.
Yeah, that's the way they used to do cards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.